Then the Sugar Plum Fairy waved her magic wand, and instantly, before their very eyes, the room was changed into the most majestic grand ballroom that Clara had ever seen. In the center of the room was a 100-foot-long banquet table filled with thousands of wonderful things to eat and decorated with beautiful flowers. Roses and gardenias and lilacs and orchids. Oh, every kind of flower that you could possibly imagine. Clara's eyes almost popped right out of her head as she clutched the Nutcracker's hand, and oh so tightly. Then the Sugar Plum Fairy announced in a very grand voice,
"Ladies and gentlemen, be seated."
Beside each golden plate on the table was a place card with each guest's name engraved in peppermint lettering. How about that? Then in came the most graceful penguins, all dressed up like waiters, carrying the most delicious things to eat and drink. How everyone ate and laughed and just enjoyed themselves. The feast lasted for 3 whole hours. Oh, Clara felt as if she would just burst if she ate another little morsel. Then the head waiter, who was the largest penguin of all, went around to each guest and asked in the funniest voice, "Which will it be? Which will it be? Coffee, milk, or tea?" The Russian soldier spoke right up.
"Make mine coffee. Just plain coffee. Good, strong, and black."
The Sugar Plum Fairy was very surprised.
"What? Wouldn't you rather have something with it?"
Then it was the Russian soldier's turn to look surprised.
"Why should I have something with coffee? Ha, 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 ha!"